Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and yes, it's Wednesday, so that means it's time to talk sports with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only Game. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Meghna.
Okay, so we get to talk about just kidding.
Oh, you got me. I usually get you at the beginning of the
conversation. You did. I was like waiting all day for this. We're finally going to talk about soccer. We're going to talk about hooligans in Europe in just a second. Can't wait for that. But first, the Copa America.
Against a little slip, and all of a sudden it's Messi who pounces again, teases it onto the left foot for a hat-trick. He made them wait and finally made his appearance in the second half and has produced a magical hat-trick.
Well, that magical hat-trick, of course, coming from Argentina's Leo Messi, scoring his third goal in a game. Last Friday in Chicago, Argentina beat Panama 5-0. That means good news for us here in Massachusetts because Messi is coming here. This Saturday, Argentina will play Venezuela at Gillette in Foxborough. So what's exciting to you other than that news about the Copa America, Bill?
Well, that's where it has to start. Everything that Leo Messi does is exciting to me.
Do you have a Messi jersey?
I have two.
One? You have two of them. Okay.
And I have a Barcelona jersey with UNICEF on the front, the old Barcelona jersey, which I really liked. It's an opportunity to see one of the greatest players in the world at the top of his career here in the U.S. and, of course, frequently in the U.S. when we have seen the players who are the best in the world. They have been somewhat over the crest before we've seen them. And, of course, David Beckham. Is the prime example of that.
One game I went to see him when he came with L.A. to Foxborough,
yes.
He sat on the sidelines
the
whole time.
Yes, but the press conference was magnificent.
Oh, of course. And so was his hair.
Anyway, Argentina currently ranked number one in the world, and it'll be great to be able to see Messi playing here and of course, a rare opportunity.
So how's the U.S. doing?
Well, they're doing very well. They're doing as well as they possibly could. There was some dismay when they lost to Colombia in their first game, and it looked as if they might not get out of the group stage, but then they played very well, or certainly well enough in any case, to win their group. And so they will move forward and play Ecuador.
Okay. So let's talk about another exciting moment that happened in Foxborough on Sunday in the Copa America. Peru beat Brazil.
I knew this was going
to
come up.
We have to. Preventing Brazil from making it to the knockout round for the tournament for the first time since 1987. I mean, not having Brazilians in the knockout, it's amazing. But
absolutely.
It's not a good year for Brazil in any way, shape, or form. But the goal that decided the match was very unusual. It was 0-0, a 0-0 game until a Peruvian player hit the ball. I say hit very specifically because he hit the ball into the goal with his hand. Here's some tape from Fox Sports.
Makes me think it is. That is a handball.
Wow.
I believe Diego Maradona. And they're right. The Brazilian players have an absolute right to be furious there.
So the mention of Maradona and, of course, the hand of God, right?
Manos de Dios. And of course, the story with Diego Maradona's goal was that everybody on the field and in the stadium saw it except the referee. And that's why it was the hand of God. God must have been distracting the referee in some way. And this was very similar. I've watched the replay numbers of times, and it's very hard for me to understand how that goal wasn't called off, because it does seem to be a very obvious handball.
Well, it makes me wonder if I've been hearing things about maybe international soccer maybe using replays one of these days, right?
Yeah, well, they don't now. Yeah. And, there has been some inclusion of technology in international soccer. They have the goal line, little whatever they call it. I'm not very good technically myself, but a little laser thing that indicates that the ball has
crossed the line.
But no instant replay, no referee review on something like a handball. And this was certainly one case where Brazilians wish that technology had been in play.
Yeah. Well, let's jump across the Atlantic here for just a second because we should touch down on the fact that the Euro Cup is underway. And yesterday, UEFA, the group that oversees European soccer, they sanctioned the Russian Soccer Federation for violence. 150 Russian fans charged British fans in the stadium. 35 people were injured. Now, violence has never fully left the world of international soccer, but but this degree, I'm not sure I've seen it in a while.
Well, yeah, I don't think you have seen it in a while because, of course, the heyday of hooliganism, it was in England, certainly, to some extent in some of the other European countries, but it was over. And there were many things that they did in order to... England was penalized. The English fans were banned from crossing into Europe to watch games. They had watch lists for these guys and everything else. So this is something of an anomaly now. I mean, yes, there are raucous crowds and there have been riots, and but not nearly as much as, say, 20 years ago. And so this was serious. And the Russians were told, if it happens again, you're out of the tournament. Yeah. So it'll be – and some of the Russians were sent home. I mean, some of the worst offenders were sent home from France.
Right. So let's hope that there's an end to that. Ha-ha. Knock on wood. This desk is indeed wood. Well, okay. So in the last couple of seconds that we have, Bill, we have to touch it down on the NBA because we have the sixth game of the NBA Finals tomorrow night in Cleveland. The Cavs are trailing Golden State 2-3. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, I think probably what happens when Draymond Green comes back, having served his one game and thoroughly deserved suspension because you can't go whacking guys within the context of a basketball game or anywhere else, they'll probably Golden State will win. They are an extraordinary team in terms of being able to play basketball as a team. They spread the ball around. They spread the scoring around. They play well even with Stephen Curry on the bench. And I think probably the reason Cleveland did as well as they did in Game 5 was that Draymond Green was missing, and so the team was not a complete team.
Well, Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs on WBUR every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Like Diego Maradona, he is the voice of God. I'll just put it that way.
No, thank you. You're too kind. As long as that's not cheating.
Somewhere Anthony Brooks is shaking his angry fist saying, "You did not talk about the Red Sox." Sorry, Anthony.
It's a long season, Anthony.
Bill, it's always a pleasure to have you.
Me too. Thank you, Megan.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston. We'll be right back.